Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, a recent research paper published by the Department of Public Expenditure has called into question the level of government grant funding going towards one-off housing in rural areas. Our reporter, Maura Fay, has been looking into its contents and speaking to some people who are currently building one-off housing and asking them for their thoughts on it.
So we're in the open plan kitchen, live and dine at the minute. And then we have three bedrooms. Well, three small and then the master bedrooms, so four in total, and then the utilities. So it's a bungalow, it's not overly big.
Celia Tierney is showing me around her house that she's building with her husband in rural County Cavan. A recent research paper, titled One-Off Housing in Ireland, Trends and State Funding Supports, highlights the range and scale of state subsidies available to households for a one-off housing unit, potentially ranging up to €100,000 in cases where a derelict property is being brought back into use. The report says between 4 and 5,000 one-off units are delivered annually in Ireland. It says to meet housing demand, there is a need for more social and affordable housing, as well as higher density urban development, and quote, "This raises considerations around opportunity costs, potential displacement and dead weight from continuing to provide untargeted supports for one-off units, which are a relatively sustainable delivery stream and may not need significant state subsidies to be delivered." Celia works as a civil servant. I asked her what led her to build a home in rural Cavan and what state supports are helping her in the process.
So it's myself and my husband, Paul, and we have two young kids, a four-year-old and a just-gone three-year-old. We're together 18 years. Our goal was always to have our own home. We lived in Canada for 6 years, and that goal was to save money and come home and build. And we came home in 2018, got married, and realised that all the money we'd saved in Canada wasn't... We had to have our money made in Ireland. So then that just took us a couple of years to build up our savings and everything here to get our deposit. And then to try and get a mortgage in the economy now with two young kids, we didn't get as much as we could have because we wanted to be able to live some sort of a life too without being stuck to 2,000 a month mortgage payments. But thank God we were able to avail of the Help to Buy scheme, which really helped us out. We'd be lost without that. Hopefully get the waiver scheme then from the local county council. We're building in Lavey, so it's my husband's family farm, and we're fortunate to have that too. So,
can I ask you how much the various schemes have assisted you financially?
Yeah, so the waiver of the county council fees. So for our house here, for the where we are, it would be just under €7,000 what we'd have to pay to the county council to the planning authority. So if we're in the house by December 25, we won't have to pay that. And then we got the Help to Buy, which was just under €20,000. We would have got a bit more, but I have the kids and was off on maternity leave, so that brought down then I tax then that I had paid in that year. But look, we got just under €20,000, which was just fantastic.
How challenging is it from a financial perspective at the minute to build a one-off house?
Oh, it's very challenging. You're trying to kind of, my husband works in construction, so you're trying to kind of price around. He knows other builders who might be able to get stuff cheaper. All the costs are going up, like installation costs are going up, blocks, you know, the labour, you can't get labourers, so you're kind of tied to who you can go with and who you can't. You know, you don't really have, you know, and they can charge whatever they want, which is fair juice. It's hard work, it's hard graft. They deserve every bit of money that they get. So for my family, for ourselves, like, we're here trying to help out as much as we can. We're doing all the running to get the supplies. Definitely every red cent that we can get will be going into this until we get it up.
This is a rural part of Cavan. So how do you feel about the suggestions that government assistance to build housing should be redirected towards more urban areas where there's an acute demand for housing?
I would totally disagree with that. We've such a beautiful country and we have people on family farms. Like, this is as I said, a family farm, my husband's, and to be able to carry that lineage through to our children and be able to leave something for them. You know, rural is our life. I know nothing more than my children growing up on a farm and me growing up on a farm, and to then have to push everybody in, or that's the only option. It wouldn't be affordable for anybody to be able to build out here without any of these schemes or any assistance from the government. We wouldn't, not in this this day and age now, no.
Brian O'Regan is building in rural North Cork. He's in a similar situation to Celia.
Look, I'm from North Cork and building there in Chamberley Moors in between Mallow and Mitchelstown. And like, I'm from the area, my fiance is from a couple of miles over the road, and we're hopefully going to be breaking ground very, very soon now to stage.
How financially challenging do you think it's going to be to build your house?
I don't think it'd be any more financially challenging than buying a house, to be honest. Mm. But if we didn't have a site and if we didn't have the help to buy in it, it would be probably not possible. So like, the help to buy is worth the full 30,000 that's available to us. And at the moment, we have no other schemes approved, but we are looking with a few there, particularly the SEAI ones, because obviously a lot of the other schemes out there are actually tied to, we'll say, home improvements rather than straight up new builds.
Do you think you'd be able to build if you didn't have the benefit of that €30,000 from the Help to Buy scheme?
I would say it'd be a struggle. We'd probably drive ahead and do it, but it would probably take us a lot longer, I think, then in terms of finishing out the house, hopefully. I mean, you know, plan-wise and everything, we're probably stretching the mortgage as best we can, but we're not being silly with it either.
And what do you say to people who are critical of one-off housing that, you know, people should be living in more urban areas?
I totally disagree with it. I mean, if you look at where they're building a lot of these extra houses inside in towns, like, they're not in any way equipped yet to deal with the extra housing that's being built. Like I said, like my nearest town now, Mallow, there's three big developments proposed, and it's probably the biggest car park outside the M50. Like there's the road infrastructure just isn't there to deal with an extra. I think total there's about 250 houses. There's no infrastructure there. The schools are under pressure. The GPs and dentists, everything, that's a write-off.
Sive O'Neill is an independent environmental and climate researcher. Here's her take on the Department of Public Expenditure report on state funding.
I find some of the findings in this report quite alarming. The report acknowledges that rural housing supply is really catering to urban demand coming from towns and villages, where essentially there isn't enough serviced land to provide for housing construction and that kind of housing construction that's involved in higher density locations is more complex and quite expensive and usually involves developers, whereas one-off housing is easier for householders and individuals themselves to make happen, essentially. But this is not necessarily sustainable, either from a housing point of view, from a public finance point of view, or from an environmental point of view. And I don't think that one-off housing or relying on one-off housing is compatible with our climate objectives. Essentially, it's so much more difficult to provide services for rural dispersed populations. It's setting up a situation of social isolation for huge numbers of people. And the environmental impacts are often uncosted and not taken into account. You're requiring people essentially to have access to a car and to make all of their journeys by car, because it's not really feasible to imagine rural public transport reaching every one-off house. So I think there's a big sustainability question hanging over the whole strategy. And it's quite disturbing that the new national planning framework doesn't rein in the kind of loose planning that we have seen over many decades in rural areas.
I asked Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien for his reaction to the Department of Public Expenditure research paper and whether he would reconsider continuing to provide current levels of financial support for one-off houses.
Yes, look, we need to protect and grow our rural communities, and as Housing Minister, I'm absolutely committed to the supports we have in place to assist those first-time buyers who are actually building their own home. Since 2020, about 22,000 one-off homes have been completed, and the initiatives which we've introduced and enhanced have assisted many families and individuals in building these forever homes. The Help to Buy grant, which has increased to €30,000, is available to those building their own home, as is the First Home Bridge the Gap scheme. So under both schemes, self-builders can benefit from financial support of up to 30% of the total build cost of their home to add their self-build mortgage and their deposit. So these are just two examples of schemes which are working for first-time buyers who are building their own home, and I'm absolutely fully committed to keeping them in place.
Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien ending that report there, confirming that he has plans to change the level of grant funding going towards one-off housing in rural areas.